in many cases. It's kind of a last chance type place, but there's some great opportunities for people who are trying to fill that God-shaped vacuum that only Christ can fill.
Building relationships with women in prison. That's exactly what Lynn and Nancy Mayfield do by leading Bible studies. Lynn talks about the power of God's Word today on the Lighthouse Report.
Several of the women in the Bible study, and actually there's only six women that they started with. We're looking at about almost a 50% turnaround here as far as very positive results in these women's lives. But part of the women are involved in what they call drug court. And in drug court, they have it every 2 weeks, and there's probably 25 or 30 individuals who go to the drug court every 2 weeks. And the judge calls them up in alphabetical order, and he looks at their paper to see that they've made all the meetings they're supposed to meet. And then he'll ask them how many days that they've been clean and sober. And they will say whatever those days are. Some of them are in the hundreds. Then the rest of the court applauds. So it's a positive feedback that they get from that standpoint.
And Lynn and Nancy attend hearings in their county's court system to give care and encouragement to people.
Through going with the ladies to drug court, Nancy had formed a friendship or picked a guy up who was a convicted felon, but he's in drug court. And so she introduced me to him, and we have done several things together. I've taken him to church 3 or 4 times. Hardworking kid, but again, he's a tough place to start. In many cases, it's kind of a last chance type place, but there's some great opportunities for people who are trying to fill that God-shaped vacuum that only Christ can fill.
You know, you can look for opportunities as well in which God can use you to share Him. I'm Steve Douglas.